The aim of the present research was to examine the ethics-oriented and anti-ethical political conduct of rulers in the political society of Iran based on Karen Horney's theory, with a review of historical books. Due to the nature of the research, we have employed a descriptive analytical method based on documents and evidence. Ethics, by fostering a sublime and valuable spirit in the political sphere, prevents the emergence of social challenges, conflicts, and disputes. And by disseminating human values among the members of society, increases social cohesion and solidarity. In this regard, whether we consider politics as a profession or as a field that affects and is affected by all people according to their responsibilities and multiple roles in life, it is necessary to introduce specific ethical codes for this field. Regarding political ethics, no code or indicator has been introduced so far by scientific or political institutions. The book Kalila and Dimna, as a historical work, is a multi-layered and hybrid piece in which glimpses of three civilizations, India, Iran, and Islam, can be observed. Centuries after the writing and translation of this book in the West, Machiavelli's The Prince was written with the same theme. The main question is, what perspectives do Kalila and Dimna and The Prince, as two historical literary works, have on political ethics in society, and what are the similarities and differences between the two books? The method used to analyze and explain the subject is Karen Horney's psychological approach, which dissects four personality types: compliant, aggressive, detached, and idealized self. The conclusion drawn from this study is that in both books, political ethics is the central issue. However, in Kalila and Dimna, anti-ethical behavior is despicable and condemned, and anti-ethical figures like Dimna meet a bitter end, while in The Prince, the anti-ethical ruler faces no punishment for his conduct.